and housing, coming home, being able to stay home. These are also the issues of our time. With us this morning for the next half an hour are members of the Generation Housing Organization, Gen H. And Jen Close is the executive director. Jen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
So far, so good. And Jesus Guzman is also here. He is the policy and advocacy director for Gen H. Jesus, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you both. Question number one, is it hard to get traction on the issue of housing when it seems like we have so many other emergent issues? Jen?
That's a great question. And I was concerned at the beginning of the pandemic that housing would fall in a level of priority in the community. And so far, I found that not to be true in discussions with other community leaders and with our elected leaders that and staff members, that there still is a focus on housing and that they know that, you know, our housing challenge is not going away. In fact, on the affordability side, it's actually getting worse. So I think that there is still a focus on it. Certainly there's a there's so many issues right now. And so it's hard to get anyone to focus on one certain thing. But I think at the leadership level, they know that housing's got to stay top of mind.
And Jesus, talk to us about the specific issues and the specific goals that Generation H is after achieving.
Yeah. So our mission at the heart of the work that we do is to increase the supply, diversity, and affordability of housing. And again, that goes back to what Jen was mentioning, is that, you know, we've been dealing with a housing crisis for, at this point, at least a couple of decades, if not longer, and it's continued to exacerbate. Going into the 2017 wildfires and losing 5% of our housing stock, 5,500 homes, really exacerbated the existing housing crisis. And so it's really put Sonoma County in a really tough and dire situation in terms of already having a housing crisis and losing homes and trying to do both a rebuild and add homes to try to meet the housing demand. So in terms of trying to meet that challenge, I think we're in a position to hopefully contribute to the conversation in terms of moving housing forward and trying to move housing projects across the finish line, because so many housing projects locally get stuck, as they do across the Bay Area. And so we need policy, we need all hands on deck to be able to move housing projects to completion. And certainly the pandemic has made that more challenging. But we're excited about what Generation Housing as a housing advocacy organization can do to try to address the housing challenge that we have here in Sonoma County.
And there are many of those goals and efforts that are truly and completely in line with what we're going through right now. And I know that Gen H has sent a letter to Mayor Schwedhelm of Santa Rosa, the council members, too, talking about how connected housing is to health. And Jen, it was Dr. Sundari Mase who took part in a statewide conversation about this very thing when it has to do with the eviction bans and the lifting of those around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, housing is so connected to health, Pat, and it's never been more clear. And education, too, right? I mean, right now, first of all, you can't shelter in place if you don't have shelter. If you don't have affordable shelter, you're not being able to devote resources to important things like taking care of your family's wellness and supporting education and even spending money in our local community that helps our local economy. It's all really connected. Right now, if you are sheltering in place even to a small degree in an overcrowded situation, that's not a healthy situation either physically or mentally.
Yep.
And if you're not making money because of the pandemic, you are in jeopardy of losing housing or at least becoming housing insecure, or maybe it's going to increase overcrowding by families doubling and tripling up by necessity. And so that's why this housing issue is so important in our request to the city. And then we will make the same request to the county, is that we really make some upstream investments in housing, not just in in building new housing, but also in keeping people in their homes right now. And we have this opportunity to do that. And, you know, our position is not only is it critical that folks stay in their homes for health reasons and that we build more homes to deal with our housing crisis and affordability, but that we leverage an opportunity to have one-time money mean more than one-time money. Keeping people in their homes is keeping money flowing through the economy upstream. Building homes is a way to pivot towards recovery and really put a cash injection into our local economy through construction and even create jobs where we need some. So we see it as a win-win-win, and those are the asks that we're making.
And of course, where does that money come from is always question number one. And in this particular case, at least, included in Jen H's letter to the Santa Rosa City Council, is that you would like to have a piece of that $95 million PG&E settlement money to accomplish what you just talked about.
Right. That's right, Pat. You know, we have a one-time opportunity, we in the county, with this pot of money. And obviously, some of that money is going to have to be spent, and necessarily and rightfully so, on some unmet needs regarding fire recovery.
Yes.
And prevention. But then after that, you know, they're going to have to prioritize. And it's true that I'm sure our need greatly outweighs that pot of money. And so, you know, our position is then look at that pot of money and say, first of all, how do you spend it in line with the priorities we've stated in the past? Both the community and the community leadership, and also how do you make that more than one-time money? How do you leverage it? How do you make it more?
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
That's right. Like, let's really, who else has this big pot of money right now in this time of need? Well, you know, we have this opportunity, and so we have two proposals on how you make it more. And one of them is just to do a rent assistance fund so that people can stay in their homes, they can pay their rent, their rental, you know, their landlords, their rental housing providers, they get paid, they put the money back into the economy. The tenants are able to buy the things they need and not live, not tighten their belts so tightly. So we keep the money flowing through the economy and keep people healthy and safe. And then also invest in a local housing fund. You know, a lot of the reasons why we have all these projects right on the line but not crossing the finish line and not getting sticks in the ground is because we have a financing gap. It's Bay Area wide, but specifically bad in Sonoma County. The RED can bridge this financing gap and get things across the finish line, and that will in fact attract more money. And like I said, home construction, let's get the cranes up, building some multifamily housing, and that is going to fuel our economy. We can keep people safe and pivot towards economic recovery at the exact same time. That to me is making that money work more than once.
Many bangs for that buck, and we'll come back with Jesus and with Jen Close and talk more about Jen H's plan, including how this pandemic is affecting us, how housing or the lack of same could literally change the makeup of our community.
KSRO.
Do you think about me now and then? 'Cause I'm coming home again.
We're talking with two of the big players in Generation Housing, Jen H. Jen Close is the executive director of Generation Housing, Jesus Guzman, policy and advocacy director for SAME. And Jesus, we talked about this kind of a scenario after the fires. We're talking about it again. According to your letter to the city of Santa Rosa, you say that 85% of Santa Rosa City School families and staff have said that they have seriously considered moving out of the county because of the cost of living, and certainly that includes housing. That could have such a dramatic change to the makeup of this community, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's pretty indicative of I should go back and just offer some context as well. That survey of students, of staff, of households in Santa Rosa School District gave us some insight into some of the challenges that the families are facing. And it was pretty telling that right at the top of the list was young people saying that housing was going to be a challenge as they were exiting high school and going into their college years and hopefully for folks that are thinking about coming back, that they do come back. There's so many of my peers. I grew up here in Sonoma County, went to high school at Sonoma Valley High. Shout out to Dragons, go Dragons, and so many of my peers that went off to college and just didn't come back, and so many of them, it was the same reason. They could not afford to come back. They live out of state or out of the area. So we see, again, in that data, and it was, I think, pretty compelling data from that survey that tells us that if we're going to have a vibrant, inclusive future for Sonoma County, where young families want to come back and start their families here, that we're going to have to really tackle housing in order to be able to accommodate a new generation of young people here in Sonoma County.
And Jen, what has the reaction been from the city of Santa Rosa so far to the letter that Generation Housing has written?
Well, I've talked to a few council members, and I'll keep their names off this right now because they're at the beginning of their conversation around this. But I think they're receptive to these ideas. Obviously, this is the beginning of a conversation. These are hard decisions. But I think they're receptive to ideas, and there's some agreement that, you know, we want to make this money work for us, not just spend it, but make it work for us. So I'm looking forward to more conversations, and also getting the community to add their voice to this. You know, and if folks think that housing is really important and that the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma should invest in housing, both keeping people in their homes during this pandemic and building homes and affordable homes for the future, then I'm hoping that folks are going to speak up and let them know that's a priority.
And you'd like to get a check for about $28 million from the city of Santa Rosa from that fund of PG&E money. What will you spend it on?
Well, we don't want a check. We don't want a check. We would like them to put it in the bank and have it be a rent assistance fund for folks who need it. That is allocated in a way that's equitable and to the folks who have been impacted by COVID and can't pay their rent. And that's it. So we don't want any money.
No, I know.
We want the money to go to folks who can't pay their rent. And I hope that they take that seriously. I think, you know, the rent shortfall is huge, is going to be huge.
Well, it's huge on both sides of the equation, as you mentioned, because, you know, we are feeling for the landlords, too, who have to make their mortgage payments. So it's got to cover everybody to make the whole thing work.
Well, and that's right. And you're exactly right. And that's why this is such a good investment. It's and to not be afraid of making a bold investment, because that money is going to go into the hands of the tenant and then into the hands of their landlord, their rental housing provider, and then both of them are going to circulate it in our local economy to some degree. You know, the recession and the economy is hurt when money stops moving. We've seen that. And so this is a way to actually inject money into our local economy and keep people healthy and safe and housed at the exact same time. We think it's the best investment that can be made right now.
Jesus, how many of our community members do you hope to impact with Gen H? You there, Jesus?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's okay. That's okay.
So we put together this report late last month. And the question that it's trying to tackle is trying to estimate roughly how much assistance will renter households need in Sonoma County that have been impacted by COVID-19. And we partnered with the NYU Furman Center to do the analysis. And there was... There's a few different sort of variables that impact some of the households. I should say the Federal CARES Act has been a huge lifeline for households that have been able to receive the $600 supplemental income from unemployment for the households that lost their jobs due to the pandemic. So that's really helped people be able to meet their needs in terms of be able to pay the rent and buy their groceries. One of the things that we do is we estimate roughly that about during the peak of that job loss from starting in March going through April and May, we see that about 25,000 households were impacted by job loss due to the pandemic. And then we see some of that start to sort of come down after the economy starts to reopen and some of the jobs start to recover, where folks are coming off of unemployment. and returning to work. And we see that come down to about 20,000, which is roughly about where we're at right now, about 20,000. And if, okay, if the economy continues to recover, we could see that come down to about 14,000 households or so. But there's a big gap in terms of how much folks are needing in terms of support, because what we just saw last week was that the Federal CARES Act, those $600, they expired.
Yep.
And for the folks that were depending on that, that's a big shortfall. That's where we need local government also to step in and really help support those households that have been depending on that money to make their to meet their needs.
And Jen, is there a chance that you're considering when Washington passes the next stimulus plan, if it includes some serious relief money for businesses and individuals, that might free up some additional money to go toward housing in our community?
Well, I certainly hope so. And we'll, any money that comes to our community, we're going to say, listen, City of Santa Rosa, actually all the jurisdictions, County of Sonoma, housing has been top of your list for a long time. Don't forget it now. We need to keep investing in housing. And when you say, when we're talking about our rental study, 25,000 renter households, that's a serious number. But when you say, who does Gen H want to impact in their work, I'm going to say 494,000 Sonoma County residents.
Yeah.
Because everyone wins when we are all affordably housed. That is a benefit to everybody. We all win. It's all connected. So we really think that we should be constantly investing in housing, that is always an upstream investment, that's always going to pay dividends in every way. As we're, it really intersects, as we're seeing now more than ever, with every part of our community and quality of life issues with health, housing, environment.
Yeah, and the health, housing, and we'll go back to that for a minute, because certainly Jenny Chamberlain, a lot of people can tell us, or Jenny Lynn Holmes, they can tell us about the distinct connection between homelessness and health. They're dealing with it. The cities and counties are dealing with it right now, buying up hotels, trying to keep people safe and turn them into permanent housing. So that, that seems to permeate not just our immediate, but our moving forward too, because you cannot keep an economy healthy without healthy individuals who are healthfully housed.
That's right. And once people fall into homelessness, it's actually not only tragic for them personally, but it is at great cost to our community. The social safety net services that have to be provided to people experiencing homelessness is at great cost. It is a much better investment and a much smaller investment to keep them housed.
Yeah,
so that's really got to be our priority.
If we didn't get that before, we should have gotten that over the last couple of years, when we have seen the kind of money that the county itself has poured into these projects to make housing available, some kind of shelter, some kind of housing for our homeless population. What's next? What are you waiting for in terms of city response?
Well, that's a good question. I think we are going to just keep delivering our message and ask folks to join in our message and in our ask, both privately and publicly. And we're going to make that ask again collaboratively to the city and the county. This is an opportunity for city and county to really work together for the greater good of the community here. So we're just going to keep making that ask and keep talking to them and hope that they hear us and they agree with us that this is a strong upstream investment in our health, and housing, and local economy. So that's what's next with that. I'd love to tell you a couple things that we have going at Generation Housing next too, if I can.
You've got about 60 seconds to do that, Jen. Go ahead.
I'm going to do it. 60 seconds. So one of the things that we committed to at Generation Housing is educating folks around housing issues. So we've been doing a series of webinars, and if you didn't get to go to them, they're on our YouTube channel, which you can link to at our website, generationhousing.org. But we've got we're doing a housing equity series in combination or in collaboration with LoCN, and the first one is on August 20th. And we have the author, Richard Rothstein, author of The Color of Law, who will be talking. The next one will be in early October to talk about a housing scorecard in Sonoma County. In between, we're going to have a state of the real estate industry webinar, and we'll announce that in the next few days. And also a youth and housing town hall, because kids are really concerned about that, and we want to hear from youth and give them a voice about their concerns and also try to figure out how they can help with some solutions. So we got a lot coming up, and we hope folks will go to our website and see that and participate.
Well done. GenerationHousing.org is the place to go if you are an individual or a business who wants to get behind Gen H and its advocacy for housing here in Sonoma County. Jen Close, Executive Director of Gen H, and Jesus Guzman, Policy and Advocacy Director for Generation Housing. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
It
Thank
is
you for having us.
Glad to do it.